Ram Flooring and Carpet Services. Can I help you?
Hey, Robbie. How's it going, brother? It's Mario.
Oh, Mario, man. I listened to my voicemail last night and wrote down a couple of numbers. I think I got a interview tomorrow morning at 8, if I remember right. I'm at a doctor's office right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry to bother you, brother. How's it going, though? You're okay? You're good?
Oh, yeah. Excellent. You know, once you've ever had cancer, you got to go in, you know, once a year and do blood work again. So we're on 0000, which is a huge blessing, man. But I got on there late last night. I went over to my email and Googled, you know, something Splash deal.
Local Splash.
Yeah, see, I got these messages from Local Splash, and I said, it sounds like it's some kind of pool company or something, so I deleted them all. Yeah. Hey, it's rough when you get to 70, man. You're not as sharp as you used to be. But Splash. I said, man, I don't care about any Splash stuff, you know, because I'd forgotten what your name company was.
Robin, just do me a favor, man.
I was listening to this real sweet email from this real cute, sweet little girl kept leaving me messages, and they always put these two little girls on us. You know,
her been in contact. Her name's Tanya.
Oh, yeah. You know what? But you know what was in my mind? You know, being carnal, I said, "Oh man, they always use these cute little sweet girls to try to sell you something." So I just deleted them all. And then I went to your text, and then when I saved your name, I had your text and said, "Oh, Splash! Oh man, that's the ones I just deleted. I don't have the numbers anymore." So I went to email, and I think I got an appointment set up for in the morning at the 8th at 8 o'clock. But, I'll check it again when I get back.
I'll double check here. Let me see if we have something assigned for you for 8 a.m. You're absolutely correct. You are scheduled tomorrow for 8 a.m. So do me a huge favor, brother. Just please make sure you pick up the call because, you know, time's clicking here and you already paid for this, Robbie. And, you know, I keep getting messages every morning like, "Hey, have you got a hold of Robbie?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't."
Just tell him, "Hey, his brother can't even get a hold of me, man. Get off my back." my little brother said, "Why don't, you know," he cusses a lot, "why don't blank, don't you pick up your phone?" I said, "Well, Orin, if I heard it ring, I would probably pick it up." He said, "Well, blankety blank, put it on vibrate." I said, "Well, a lot of times it's not in my pocket, so what good is that going to do?" he came down a couple of summers ago, man, in a big Harley. Big boy, you know, the big fat wheels that are about 12 inches wide, and from Colorado, he owns his own tree trimming business up there. High school dropout, started his own, you know, just started working for a company cutting tree limbs and stayed around mom and dad, started buying a truck, and they helped him out. Next thing, he has a contract with the power company up there for 30 years, so he's doing really good. He gets a brand new Ram every other year, and then he's got about three Harleys, but he came down with a new one, a $30,000 one, and his nose was red as a beet, man. If you ever been on the farm, you know the beets, those red beets.
And yeah, I know. What you're over it. Okay.
He had a bandana over his head and his long sleeve shirt. But I said, "Hey, Orin," I said, "you better get you a bandana for that nose. You're gonna lose your nose, man. It's getting red." And my little daughter, she asked, Uncle Orin, you know, we're in church all our life and our kids, "Uncle Orin, why do you have such a little seat on this big motorcycle?" And he, you know what he told her?
What
he
was
said,
that?
"Hannah," he said, "Hannah, because I got a little ass, that's why I got a little seat."
That's pretty funny.
she come running in the house. Dad, Orin's out there cussing. I said, "Yeah, he kind of cusses a lot. Stay away from him."
Oh, man.
Okay, man, we're on for in the morning, man. That's all I need to do right now.
Yeah, that's it, Robbie. Just do me a favor, man. Please knock this out the way. Just give us about 20, 30 minutes of your time, and then we can get the ball rolling, brother.
Yeah, you know, at 8 o'clock, I dropped the kids off at 7:30. So, and tomorrow's Thursday. You know, I do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the gym early. So those are two of my off days. So that's my off day. I'll drop them off. I'll be right back to the house, have a cup of coffee, and then bada bing, bada boom. Hey man, I met the devil at the gym today at the YMCA gym, and I asked him. I said, "What on God's earth are you doing at the gym?" And you know what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He said he's working out all his demons.
Oh man.
Hey man, we'll see you later, Mara. Thanks for keeping up, little brother.
No, you got it, brother.
How's your world doing?
It's going,
your
man.
Kids doing?
They're doing good, man. And just here at work, so busy, you know, nowadays, because summer's around the corner, you know, everybody's putting their companies on Google. So we're staying quite busy, man. So
we're in, again, good for you. And again, May, this is the last month of school, man. So
yeah, for sure. Absolutely, man. Well, you know what, Robbie, like I said, brother, do me a solid, man. Pick up that call tomorrow and, God bless, brother.
Hey, man. I will, because I don't want you to start cussing, man, and lose your religion.
No. For the sake of my job, I can't do that, brother.
You know what I tell them when somebody's cussing? I said, don't cuss, call Gus. He'll cuss for all of us. and you know what I tell people? You know, I play a lot of golf. You hear a lot of GDs, mm-hmm. GDs. Every bad shot's a GD, you know. And you know what I tell people? And it works every single time, 100% of the time. No one ever replies back. When they say GD, I say, hey, man, even if a friend of mine, whoever it is, I say, hey, man, even my little brother, I said, hey, man, God don't need a dam. He walks on water. they get quiet.
That's right.
They get quiet every time. I don't know why, but they never respond to that. Hey, man, a little tip. That's for free tip for you, man. Next one you got to pay for. All right, man. God bless.
All right, brother. Adios. Take care, man. You take care now. I'll talk to you tomorrow, man. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for the warning.
Have a good one, brother.